Vasanksi. Garments. Junani. Old and worn out. Yatha. Just as. Vihaya. Giving up. Navani. New garments. Granati. Does accept. Naraha. A man. Apurani. Others. Tata. In the same way. Sharirani. Bodies. Vihaya. Giving up. Jinani. Old and useless. Anyani. Different. Samyati. Verily accepts. Navani. New sets. Dehi. The embodied. Translation. As a person puts on new garments, giving up the old ones, the soul similarly accepts new material bodies, giving up the old and useless ones.
Ahogy az ember leveti elnyújt ruháit, és újakat ölt magára, úgy adja fel a lélek is az öreg és hasznavehetetlen testeket, hogy újakat fogadjon a helyükbe.
Purport, change of the body by the atomic individual soul is an accepted fact. Even the modern scientists who do not believe in the existence of the soul, but at the same time cannot explain the source of energy from the heart, have to accept continuous changes of body which appear from childhood to boyhood and from boyhood to youth and again from youth to old age. From old age, the change is transferred to another body. This has already been explained in a previous verse, 2:13. Transference of the atomic individual soul to another body is made possible by the grace of super soul. The super soul fulfills the desire of the atomic soul as one friend fulfills the desire of another. The Vedas, like the Mundaka Upanishad as well as the Shvetasvatara Upanishad, compare the soul and the super soul to two friendly birds sitting on the same tree. One of the birds, the individual atomic soul, is eating the fruit of the tree, and the other bird, Krishna, is simply watching his friend. Of these two birds, although they are the same in quality, one is captivated by the fruits of the material tree, while the other is simply witnessing the activities of his friend. Krishna is the witnessing bird, and Arjuna is the eating bird. Although they are friends, one is still the master and the other is the servant. Forgetfulness of this relationship by the atomic soul is the cause of one's changing his position from one tree to another or from one body to another. The jiva soul is struggling very hard on the tree of the material body, but as soon as he agrees to accept the other bird as the supreme spiritual master, as Arjuna agreed to do by voluntary surrender unto Krishna for instruction, the subordinate bird immediately becomes free from all lamentations. Both the Mundaka Upanishad and Svetasvatara Upanishad confirm this. Samane vrikshe purusho nimagno Nishaya sochati muyamanaha justam yada pasyatyanyam isham asya mahimanam iti vita shokaha. Although the two birds are in the same tree, the eating bird is fully engrossed with anxiety and moroseness as the enjoyer of the fruits of the tree. But if in some way or other he turns his face to his friend, who is the Lord, and knows his glories, at once the suffering bird becomes free from all anxieties. Arjuna has now turned his face toward his eternal friend Krishna, and is understanding the Bhagavad Gita from him. And thus, hearing from Krishna, he can understand the supreme glories of the Lord and be freed from lamentation. Arjuna is advised herewith by the Lord not to lament for the bodily change of his old grandfather and his teacher. He should rather be happy to kill their bodies in the righteous fight so that they may be cleansed at once of all reactions from various bodily activities. One who lays down his life on the sacrificial altar or in the proper battlefield is at once cleansed of bodily reactions and promoted to a higher status of life. So there was no cause for Arjuna's lamentation. So the first section was from verse 1 through 10. And I want one of you intelligent boys or girls to tell me what was the theme of the first section. We discussed it a few times. What was the theme of that first section in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita? We discussed it for two nights in a row.
Mi volt a témája ennek az első tíz versenek két estén keresztül egymás után megbeszéltük.
Okay. Remember. When one comes to the realization that there is no shelter in this material world, including your mind and your intelligence, then you are ready to take up spiritual life under the guidance of a spiritual authority.
Akkor vagyunk készek arra, hogy elfogadjuk a lelki életet egy lelki autoritás irányítása alatt.
As long as you are thinking that you can understand it by your own prowess, by your own abilities,
amíg azt gondolod, hogy megértheted a saját képességeid szerint, vagy által,
then you won't be inclined to ask someone else.
Akkor nem leszel hajlamos arra, hogy valaki más kérdez erről.
Maybe as a matter of fashion, one may take a spiritual master and pretend to be a disciple.
Talán csak divatból valaki elfogadhat egy lelki tanítómestert, és úgy tesz, mint hogyha tanítvány lenne.
But that will not help.
De ez nem fog segíteni.
The only person you're cheating is yourself. Bhajan koro, sadhan koro, murtye janle hoy. You do your bhajan, you do your sadhan, you do whatever you like. Everything will be tested at the time of death.
Csináltad a bhajanodat, vagy csináltad a szadhanádat, csinálsz, amit akarsz, de minden lesz tesztelve a halál pillanatában.
It's not a matter of being pessimistic about life. We're very jolly, we're very optimistic.
Ez nem olyan kérdés, hogy pessimisták vagyunk az élettel kapcsolatban. Ez nagyon örömteli.
But the fact is that death is coming very quickly and everything will be tested.
De a tény az, hogy a halál nagyon gyorsan jön és minden tesztelve lesz.
So until you smash this idea, this false ego, that I can understand by myself,
addig, amíg össze nem szúzod ezt a gondolatot, ezt a hamis egót, hogy megértetem saját magam.
Then the second section, which we're discussing now, basically deals with jnana, or the idea that there is no death for the soul. Arjuna should just fight, do his duty.
Ebben a második részben arról van szó, hogy nincsen, a lélek számára nincsen semmi halál, csak a kötelesség Arjunának.
First of all, Krishna chastises Arjuna, and then he begins to instruct him.
Először is Krishna megszívja Arjunát, és aztán elkezdi oktatni.
There is a music school somewhere in Germany. I think it's in Heidelberg.
Van egy zenei iskola valahol Németországban, azt hiszem, hogy Heidelberg.
Prabhupada used to quote this example, but I'm not sure where the school was.
Prabhupada szokta idézni ezt a példát, de nem emlékszem pontosan, hogy hol van ez az iskola.
If you go there and you want to enroll in the school and you tell them that you already have 5 years experience at another school learning music.
Hogyha odamész és be akarsz iratkozni, és elmondod, hogy neked már van 5 évi tapasztalatod egy másik iskolában, ahol zenét tanultál.
They'll charge you twice as much as if you say that I don't have any experience in music.
Akkor kétszer annyiba fog kerülni neked, mint hogyha azt mondod, hogy nincsen semmi képesítésed a zenében.
Because if you say you already have experience, then they know that they have to reteach you all the misconceptions that you have about music. So they charge you more.
De ha azt mondod, hogy van már tapasztalatod, akkor tudják, hogy újra kell tanítaniuk mindent, és ezért többet kérnek.
So Krishna, he chastises Arjuna and tells him that you have so many misconceptions.
Krishna megszívja Arjunát és elmondja neki, hogy olyan sok félreértésed van.
And then he begins to tell him about the actual truth.
Aztán elkezdi mondani neki az igazi valóságot.
In the main theme of this section is that the soul is eternal and indestructible, while material nature is temporary.
Fő témája ennek a résznek, hogy az a lélek az örök és elpusztíthatatlan, miközben az anyagi test az pedig ideiglenes.
So one should not be disturbed by or bewildered by the destruction of the body, which is going to happen sooner or later.
Ezért nem szabad, hogy az embert megszabadja a testnek a halála, ami előbb vagy utóbb meg fog történni.
It's so funny what we do. When we're born, we get a birth certificate.
Olyan vicces, amit csinálunk, amikor megszületünk, akkor kapunk egy születési anyakönyvi kivonatot.
At the same time, they could, if really, they could just give us a death certificate. Here's your birth certificate and here's your death certificate.
Ugyanebben a pillanatban adhatnának már egy ilyen halotti anyakönyvi bizonyatot is.
Birth certificate, September 5th, 1948,
2:40 in the morning.
And death certificate, you just leave the date and time blank to be filled in later.
halotti anyakönyvi viszonylata, a dátumot és a helyet az csak üresen hagyjuk, hogy később majd kitöltik.
Even though we all have seen that our brother died in a car accident,
valamennyien látjuk, hogy láttuk már, hogy például a bátyánk meghalt egy autóbalesetben.
Our friend died in a fire.
Egy barátunk meghalt egy tűzben.
Our uncle died in a war.
Nagybácsi meghalt a háborúban.
Our cousin died of some disease.
Az unokatestvér meghalt valami betegségtől.
We've seen it all around us.
Láttuk mind magunk körül.
People have had so much protection from their government, from their army, from their bank account.
Az embereknek sok védelmük volt a hadseregtől, a kormánytól, a bankszámlától.
But they've all been killed.
De valamennyien meghaltak.
But we're somehow or other foolishly thinking that we won't die and the people we love won't die either.
De valahogy mostanában azt képzeljük, hogy mi nem fogunk meghalni, és akiket szeretünk, azok sem fognak meghalni.
In other words, what can be more painful in life when someone that you really love a lot dies?
Más szavakkal, mi lehet annál fájdalmasabb, mikor, hogyha valaki, akit igazán szeretünk, meghal?
Can there be anything more painful, someone that who was your friend, who listened to you, who helped you, when that person dies?
Van ennél fájdalmasabb, mikor például egy barát, aki figyelt rád és segített neked, ő meghal?
Still, we, knowing all of that, we make friends, we get married, we have children, we do so many things, and we become very much attached.
Barátokat szerzünk, megházasodunk, gyerekeink lesznek, és ragaszkodni kezdünk ezekhez.
And then they die, and we cry, and we lament, and...
Aztán meghalnak, és sírunk, és bánkodunk.
But why? We knew they were going to die.
De miért? Hát tudtuk, hogy meg fognak halni.
So, in this section, Krishna is trying to tell Arjuna that the soul is eternal. You don't need to worry about the soul. And the death of the body is certain. It's inevitable.
Ebben a részben Krishna mondja Arjunának, a lélek örökkévaló, és a testnek a halála elkerülhetetlen.
Now, a very important point made in this section, I discussed this a little bit, in order to keep our minds occupied, in order to purify ourselves, we need work.
Ebben a részben le van írva, erről már beszéltem korábban, hogy ahhoz, hogy megtisztítsuk az elménket, munkára van szükség.
A mind which is not engaged in thinking about regular duties,
az az ember, ami nem azzal foglalkozik, hogy szokásos kötelességekben foglalja le magát.
Or they say an idle mind.
Vagy más szóval egy...
I should have left
nem tevékeny elme.
An idle mind is a devil's workshop. It's a workshop for the devil. In other words, you'll see in countries where there's a lot of unemployment, where people have nothing to do, they often get into a lot of trouble and they create some kind of revolution or some war or increased crime.
Nagy bajba kerülnek, valami háború kezdődik, vagy a bűnözés növekszik.
Because they have nothing to do and they sit around together and talk stupid things. So Krishna stresses here in this section the need for prescribed duties, work. That will purify you and it will help you to realize the soul. And Prabhupada gives three examples of purifying duties. And how they should never be given up, no matter how much trouble they may bring. We have to take bath every day. Now, it's harder to take bath in the winter. The water's cold.
A víz hideg.
And only staunch brahmacharis like cold water.
És csak a staunch.
Staunch, fixed in their mind.
Csak a szilárd brahmacharik fürödnek meg a hideg vízben.
Actually, cold water is very good for your health and it's very good for your mind.
Valójában a hideg víz az nagyon jó az egészségnek és az elménynek.
I remember in India. Well, forget India, I remember in America when we would go on traveling Sankirtan. This was 1970. So we didn't have money to stay in motels or to have campers.
Nem volt arra pénzünk, hogy motelekben ilyen sok szállodákban lakjunk, vagy sátrazunk.
We would all live, maybe 8 or 10 devotees in the back of an old van. We couldn't even afford a new van.
Így 8-10 bakta egy régi teherautóban aludt, nem is tudtuk kifizetni egy új teherautónak az árát.
And there wasn't really much room for us because the van was filled with books. We didn't use CDs or other paraphernalia. We only had books in the good old days. So we had to take shower outside the van in the early morning. That was the bucket shower, that was known as the bucket shower.
És kint a teherautón kívül kellett fürödnünk hajnalban.
It was okay in the summer, but in the winter America gets very cold.
Ez jó volt nyáron, de télen Amerikában nagyon hideg lesz.
And you would hear brahmacharis sometimes screaming a little bit. But it made them fired up and strong. And I remember in Vrindavan in 1972 at Krishna Balaram Mandir. The only thing was there was no Mandir. We just had the land. And we lived on the land, and in Vrindavan it gets very, very cold in the winter. And we just had a pipe under which we would take our morning shower outside. At 3:30 in the morning. But it was a prescribed duty, so we did it. It gave us strength. Similarly, a wife has to cook. One of the main duties of a wife is to cook for her family members.
Egyik fő kötelessége a feleségnek, hogy főzzön a családtagjainak.
In the cold winter, it's really nice to be in the warm kitchen cooking.
A hideg télen nagyon jó benne lenni a meleg konyhába és főzni.
But in July and August, when it's really hot, but still you have to do your prescribed duty. And then the third example the Prabhupada gives here is that of sannyas life. Generally, sannyas life is full of different kinds of austerities. But a sannyasi should not give those up. Try to find some rich disciples and then stay at their home and enjoy. You never can tell. One day they may throw you out of their house. So a sannyasi has to accept those austerities as part of his prescribed duties, and that will purify him. So in order to convince Arjuna, Krishna goes on to explain more about the actual nature of the soul. Now we can't see the soul.
Mi nem látjuk a lelket.
But we can understand it by its symptom.
De megérthetjük a szimptomája alapján.
Just like on a cloudy day, like it was this morning, you might think that there's no sun, but because you can't see the sun. But you know there is a sun because you see light. It's no longer nighttime. The moon is no longer up. You see the light, although you don't see the sun.
Mint ahogy egy borús napon, mint például ma reggel volt, amikor lehet, hogy nem látjuk a napot, de azért, mert világos van, ezért tudjuk, hogy ott van a nap.
So they say, you can't prove that the soul exists.
Azt mondják, hogy nem lehet bizonyítani, hogy a lélek létezik.
While we may not be able to produce the soul under a microscope.
Soul.
We may not be able to show you the soul underneath a microscope.
Lehet, hogy nem tudjuk megmutatni a lelket a mikroszkóp alatt.
But by using your intelligence, you can understand that it exists.
De az intelligencia használatával meg lehet érteni, hogy ez létezik.
Just like I, the soul, give consciousness to the whole body.
Mint ahogy én a lélek, tudatot adok a testnek.
Now if I cut my hand off,
hogyha most levágom a kezem,
I'm still existing.
Még mindig létezem.
So I'm not the physical hand.
Én nem a fizikai kéz vagyok.
If I cut my leg off, I'm still existing.
Ha levágom a lábam, akkor még mindig létezem.
If I cut my head off, no, that doesn't work. Forget that one. But basically, there was one Dr. Bigelow at the University of McGill in Canada.
There was Dr. Bigelow at Canada egyetemen.
He was one of the very first heart transplant surgeons.
Ő volt az egyik első szívátültető orvos.
So he had an article, and Prabhupada wrote him a letter about what he saw at the time of death.
Ő írt egy sikerült is Prabhupád írt neki egy levelet, hogy mit látott a halál pillanatában.
He saw a lot of people die.
Az orvos látta, hogy sok ember meghal.
And he noticed that the weight of the body, basically nothing changed in the body.
És látta, hogy a testnek, hogy alapvetően semmi sem változik a testben.
But there was something missing. A light went out of the body.
De valami hiányzott, a fény elment a testből.
And he could see it right at the moment of death.
Lehetett látni éppen a halál pillanatában.
So there's a difference between a dead body and a live body.
Van egy különbség a halott test és az élő test között.
And that consciousness is the symptom of the soul.
És a tudat a léleknek a szimptomája.
So one can establish. Well, another nice example also is an electron.
Másik szép példa egy elektron.
Electrons and protons and neutrons are the building blocks of all matter, according to scientists.
A tudósok szerint az elektron, a proton és a neutron az építőkövei minden anyagnak.
But nobody has ever seen an electron.
De soha senki nem látott egy elektront.
You cannot find any scientist in the world who has ever seen, actually seen an electron.
Semmilyen tudós nem lehet találni a világon, aki ténylegesen látott egy elektron.
They make a cloud of gas in a chamber.
Csinál egy gázfelhőt egy térben.
And they pass electrons through that cloud of gas.
És elektronokat vezetnek át ezen a gázon.
And then they see a trail.
És akkor lehet látni egy nyomot.
So they assume there must be electrons.
És akkor feltételezik, hogy kell, hogy legyen elektron.
Because of the symptom.
A szimptoma miatt.
It's the same thing about the soul.
Ugyanez a dolog a lélekkel kapcsolatban.
We have just as much evidence for the existence of the soul and more than they have for the existence of material energy.
Nekünk épp olyan sok, vagy még több bizonyítékunk van a lélek létezéséről, mint nekik az anyagi energiáról.
Another thing is that spirit is not perceivable by ordinary means.
És egy másik dolog, hogy a lélek, vagy a szellem, az nem felfogható közönséges módszerrel.
It is beyond the range of our senses, so it requires another method.
Az érzékeink spektrumán túl van, ezért egy másik módszerre van szükség.
We have to receive knowledge by the descending process. Avaroha Pantha.
A leszálló folyamat által kell tudást szerezni.
Now here in this verse, the transmigration of the soul through the body is discussed. We were talking about this yesterday and one young lady got a little disturbed.
Ebben a versben a lélekvándorlásról van szó, és nem beszéltünk erről, és egy fiatal hölgy zavart lett ezzel kapcsolatban.
She didn't like the example I gave about children and
nem tetszett neki a példa, amit adtam a gyerekekről.
But I saw her back here today in the restaurant taking lunch. Did anybody else see her there?
De én láttam, hogy itt volt a délben a tételen. Valaki most is látta?
Yeah? Did anybody talk to her?
Valaki beszélt vele?
No?
Yeah?
Huh?
She was in the bakery.
In the bakery also. She came again. She must be attracted. But anyway, we were talking how the soul passes through different bodies and the soul reincarnates. We have more than one life.
Szóval arról beszéltünk, hogy a lélek keresztül megy több testen, és hogy hogyan van több életünk.
Now, about 20 years ago, There was a movie that came out. It was called Audrey Rose. I don't know if any of you, anybody ever hear of that movie, Audrey Rose?
Oh, you heard of it?
Okay, some well-traveled people here. Was it in Hungary, actually? No. Anyway, that movie, the director of that movie was the same man who directed West Side Story, which was a very famous movie.
A rendezője ugyanaz a személy volt, aki a West Side Story filmet rendezte, ami egy nagyon híres mozifilm.
And it had some good actors in it.
És volt pár jó színész benne.
But Time magazine wrote such a critical article against it.
De a Time magazine olyan kritikus cikket írt ellene.
Because it dealt with reincarnation. And they said, who could believe such a ridiculous idea? And of course, the movie flopped. It was a failure in the theaters because it got such bad reviews. But nowadays, practically all the movie actors and actresses and people are talking about reincarnation. They have their own concocted ideas. Like this, what's her name, my poor... Oh, Shirley MacLaine. Have you heard of Shirley MacLaine? How many people have heard of Shirley MacLaine? Okay. She says that she was Cleopatra in her last life. And she's got so many wild ideas about reincarnation. But here in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna is saying that reincarnation is about as ordinary as changing your clothes. It's not that you get up in the morning and you change your clothes and you think, wow, I changed my clothes. Oh, that was really wonderful. I changed my clothes. You think, change my clothes.
És reggel, amikor fölkelünk és átöltözünk, akkor nem úgy azt mondjuk, hogy ó, milyen nagy dolog, átöltöztem, hanem csak mondjuk, hát igen, átöltözök.
I change my clothes every day.
Minden nap átöltözök.
So, similarly, every lifetime, you change your body.
Minden életben csak kicseréled a testet.
It's not such a difficult thing when your mind is purified, when your life is purified. So, Krishna goes on to discuss in this section about people who misunderstand the nature of the soul. Specifically, he says, Ascharyavat paschati kaschit enam, Ascharyavat vadati tathaiva chanya, Ascharyavat chainam anya shrinoti, Srutvapi enam vedana chaiva kaschit. Some people understand the soul by hearing, they're intelligent. Like all of you, you have heard or read Prabhupada's books. And you've gained some preliminary knowledge that inspired you to go deeper. But there are other people, they can't understand just by hearing, they need to have some kind of experience.
Vannak más emberek, akik akik nem érték meg, csak a hallás alapján, nekik valamiféle tapasztalatra van szükség.
Like, for example, someone may become a thief.
Mint például valaki lehet, hogy tolvajjá válik.
So he's heard that if you steal, you'll get put in jail, punished.
Hallotta, hogyha lopsz, akkor börtönbe kerülsz és megbüntetnek.
But still, and then he's put in jail.
És aztán bebörtönzik.
And then, maybe he'll stop stealing.
És aztán utána talán abba hagyja a lopást.
But others, even after hearing, even after experiencing, still they don't understand.
De mások még a hallás vagy a tapasztalás után még mindig nem értik.
So Krishna's telling this to Arjuna in the hope that Arjuna will understand by hearing.
Krishnában remélem mondja ezt Arjunának, hogy ő meg fogja érteni a hallás alapján.
One thing is for sure, that to understand our spiritual identity, and we do need to take this seriously, we need to regulate our sense gratification.
Egy dolog biztos ahhoz, hogy megértessük ezt a folyamatot, mindenképpen szabályozni kell az érzékkielégítést.
Your learning about the soul and about your spiritual life continues throughout your whole life. It's not that you reach a point where you know everything and you don't need to go to satsang anymore.
A tanulás a lelki életről és a lélekről az folytatódik, és nincs az, hogy egy bizonyos ponton már tudunk mindent.
One of my favorite stories is about a devotee in New York who was a householder.
Egyik kedvenc történetem egy bhakta, aki New York-i háztartó volt.
So Jaidvaita Swami, Trivikram Swami, Dhanardhar Swami and myself were all staying at the New York temple. So he invited us over for dinner.
Ez a négy személy valamennyien a New York-i templomban voltunk, és meghívott bennünket vacsorára.
So he's our god brother and an older devotee. So we said, all right, we'll come.
Mi Isten testvérünk és egy idősebb bhakta, és akkor mondtuk, hogy jó, akkor elmenjünk.
So then, a little while before we were going to go, Jaidvaita Swami said, well, what will we do there? We don't need to eat. We get fine, the prasadam's fine here at the temple.
Kevéssel azelőtt, hogy elindultunk, akkor Jaidvaita Swami kérdezte, hogy mit fogunk ott csinálni. Mégis enni már nem kell, mert jó prasadam volt a templomban.
So what will be the program? What will be the activities when we go there?
Mi lesz a program, vagy a tevékenység, amikor oda megyünk?
So I phoned him up and I said, Prabhu, I said, what will be the program when we go there? He said, well, you'll come about 6 o'clock and maybe we'll sit for 10 or 15 minutes, drink a little juice or talk something, and then we'll take prasadam. You don't need to preach to me. I know the philosophy.
Akkor ti jöjjetek mondjuk 6 órára, akkor fogunk ülni 10-15 percig, iszunk valami juice-t, és aztán lehet, hogy eszünk prasadamot. Nem kell, hogy prédikáljatok nekem, mégis ismerem a filozófiát.
It's a big problem.
Ez egy nagy probléma.
Thinking that you know something is a big problem.
Azt gondolni, hogy tudsz valamit, ez egy nagy probléma.
The person who knows something is the person who knows that he really doesn't know very much at all.
Az, aki tud valamit, az a személy, aki tudja, hogy nem sokat tud igazából.
People who think that they know something, they end up doing something and going. Remind ourselves and hear. And if we're engrossed in sense gratification, we won't have the time or the energy to come to class.
És nekünk folyamatosan kell emlékeztetni magunkat és hallani, és hogyha érzékelítésbe foglaljuk be magunkat, akkor nem lesz meg az időnk és az energiánk, hogy lesz kire jöjjünk.
We won't have the time for internal introspection.
Nem lesz időnk önmagunkba tekintéshez.
One of the strong points here that Krishna keeps stressing to Arjuna is that the body is already dead. If you're 25 years old, then you're 25 years dead. You can't see it, but at every second, cells are dying in your body. At every moment, it's like you see a cinema. You see many frames per second, but it goes so quickly that all you see is one picture.
Nézzünk egy filmet a moziban, és egyszerre egymás után nagyon sok kép jön, de mivel nagyon gyorsan jönnek egymás után, úgy tűnik, mintha egy kép lenne.
So we have to keep this in mind that we are mortal, that we are very much subject to death.
És szemünk előtt kell tartanunk, hogy halandóak vagyunk, és nagyon is ki vagyunk téve a halálnak.
But that is only the body. And Krishna expresses this in a number of, he says, Najayate mriyate va kadachin nayang bhutva bhavita va nabuyaha ajo nitya shasvato yam purano nahanyate hanyamane sharire, that there is no death for the soul, but the body is eternal. This body is already dead, or the body is destined to die.
Krishna sok versben hangsúlyozza ezt, és mondja, hogy nincsen, a lélek nem ismer születést és halál, de csak ez a test az, ami meghal.
He explains how even if Arjuna kills his guru, if he kills his grandfather, the soul can't be killed by any weapons.
Azt mondja, még hogyha Arjuna megöli a guruját, a nagyatját, akkor is a lelket semmilyen fegyver nem ölheti meg.
And Prabhupada uses this particular chapter to attack the Mayavadi philosophy.
És Srila Prabhupada ezt a fejezetet használja, hogy megtámadja a Mayavadi filozófiát.
I'm sure you've heard this before, but one of the famous slogans or sayings of impersonalist philosophers is Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Spirit is truth and matter is false. It doesn't exist.
Biztos hallottátok már ez a Mayavadik egyik kedvenc mondása, hogy az anyag hamis, és a
matter does not exist. Mithya, Jagan Mithya. The Jagat is false. So Prabhupada points out, if that's a fact, then Krishna also had a body, so Krishna must be false too. And if Krishna is false, then his Bhagavad Gita is useless. And yet the Mayavadis, they, Shankaracharya specifically praises the Bhagavad Gita and worships and writes poetry about the Bhagavad Gita. So it's a contradiction in their philosophy. Another thing they say is that the soul, after liberation, it dissolves in the ocean of Brahman.
Lélek a felszabadulás után feloldódik a Brahman óceánjában.
But this is contrary to the Bhagavad Gita and the Upanishads, which say that the soul cannot be dissolved.
És ez ellentmond a Bhagavad Gita-nak és az Upanishadoknak, ahol az áll, hogy a lelket nem lehet feloldani.
And they also, the Mayavadis say that the spirit soul may be the same as the super soul in terms of quality, but never quantity. Pardon me, that's, no, the Mayavadis don't say that. Prabhupada is saying that.
Prabhupada mondja azt, hogy a vegyéni lélek és a felső lélek az tulajdonságában ugyanaz, de mennyiségében
He's actually what the point, you've heard this many times before, it's a classic argument against anyone who preaches impersonal philosophy.
Ez egy klasszikus ér, bárki ellen, aki az impersonalista filozófiát hirdeti.
And that is that if I am now in illusion, that means that illusion must be stronger than God. If I'm God, but I just forget that I'm God.
Hogyha én Isten vagyok, és illúzió miatt én elfelejtettem, hogy Isten vagyok.
You know, if you hire a servant.
De hogyha fölbéreltek egy szolgát.
I don't know about Hungary, but in India, wealthy people, they always have servants. Do wealthy people sometimes hire servants, like a nanny to take care of the baby, or a housekeeper? They do that here? Yeah. So now if one day you hire a servant and then the servant comes to you and says, you wash the dishes today, I'm tired. You clean the baby's diapers, I'm sick of this. You never expect your servant to tell you what to do. So how can the illusory energy, which is God's energy, cover God in ignorance? How can God, who is the source of all knowledge, forget his identity? So in this way, first Krishna accepts Arjuna as a disciple, then he chastises him. Then he explains the philosophy of the soul to him. So this section is a summary of the jnana or knowledge which is discussed further in chapter 3. So tomorrow we'll read from verse 31 to, I think,
38.
If you like, you can, as homework, you can read these sections. It would be good. Does anybody have any questions or comments they would like to make? Yes, sir.
We must get to the point where one cannot find a solution for his own problem. Arjuna is asking Krishna to be his spiritual master.
Then he will have to do the same thing.
alone. And then he stops the conversation, finally, that he won't fight. And why does it happen that first he asks God?
Right, I understand.
And then he...
That's an interesting question. Arjuna is really in distress. It's not just a casual problem that he has. Among other things, he was thinking about it. Just like you've asked me a question. It's something that interests you, but it's not going to change your whole life if you don't get the answer.
Mint ahogy te kérdeztél tőlem egy kérdés, és ez lehet, hogy téged érdekel, de nem, hogy meg fogod változtatni az életedet, hogyha nem kapsz egy választ.
Arjuna was very, very disturbed. He's a powerful man. He's emperor of the whole world, but he's become numb. He's numb.
Arjuna teljesen meg volt szabadulva, ő volt egy uralkodó, egy királyságban, ő csak így elmondott.
Karpanya dosho pahata swabhava prachamitam dharma samudra cheta. Now I'm totally bewildered. Please help me. And then he stresses for a few verses only what his doubts are again. And I think it's just a carryover from his past distress. A continuance of. What do you think? You have any thoughts on the matter? It's a good question. Any other questions?
One last question.
I have a question about the prescribed
duties.
The normal situation is sometimes very complicated, and sometimes it happens so that we cannot fulfill our prescribed duties.
I didn't hear.
For example, Mataji must cook for his husband and look after the children, but sometimes it happens so that she must go out and make the money.
Például előfordul, hogy egy feleségnek kell vigyázni a gyerekekhez, de ugyanakkor ki is kell menni és pénzt kell csinálni.
Or she has some service and she cannot do it.
Vagy van valami szolgálata és emiatt nem tudja megcsinálni.
And what is good or not?
Ez jó vagy nem jó?
Can you repeat? No, I want to get him. I'm a little bit deaf. I have some ear disease.
What
so
we sometimes cannot do our prescribed duties. For example, if Mataji, she has to cook for her husband and her child, but because of she has to make some money or do some other service, so she cannot do this service, this duty. What to do about that?
Discuss it with your husband. Could he fast for a few days? No. I think that we have to understand the principle. Now, a devotee has to be like a bamboo, which sometimes has to bend, but then when you let go of the bamboo, it snaps back. There may be some circumstances which don't allow you to do your prescribed duty.
lehet, hogy van olyan körülmény, ami miatt, ami nem teszi lehetővé, hogy elvégezzük előre kötelességünket.
But when that situation is over, then you can again go back to your prescribed duty.
De mikor ennek a helyzetnek vége, akkor visszamehetsz és tovább csinálhatod ezt a kötelességet.
Then I think also more than just prescribed duty in terms of varnashram, Prabhupada is stressing that we should always be engaged somehow in Krishna's service.
Prabhupada főleg azt hangsúlyozza a varnashrammal kapcsolatban, hogy valahogy valamilyen módon le kell foglalni magunkat Krishna szolgálatába.
Just like the difference between karma yoga and bhakti yoga. Karma yoga means when you do what you want to do, but you give the fruit to Krishna. And bhakti yoga means Krishna, whatever you want me to do, I will do anything.
Bhakti yoga azt jelenti, hogy Krishna, akármit is akarsz, hogy csináljak, én megteszek bármit.
So, for a devotee, at least Prabhupada, one of his most important instructions to all of us,
Prabhupada-nak az egyik legfontosabb tanítvány utasítása volt felénk, valamennyiünk felé,
was do what is needful to be done.
Azaz, hogy csináld meg, amit meg kell tenni, ami szükséges és hasznos.
Don't just stand on some rules and regulations.
És ne csak valami szabályon és szabályozó elveken állj.
Niyamagraha has two meanings.
Niyamagrahának két jelentése van.
Niyama means rules, and agraha means following the rules without understanding that the goal is to serve Krishna.
Niyama szabályokat jelent, és az agraha az az, hogy követni a szabályokat, anélkül, hogy tudnánk, mit akar Krishna.
And niyama agraha, instead of agraha, agraha, agraha means not following the rules and regulations at all.
És az agraha, agraha helyett agraha van, azt jelenti, hogy egyáltalán nem követni a szabályokat, az előírásokat.
So, now we hope that in the next 25 years of our society's development, we'll learn a lot more about Varnashram Dharma.
Reméljük, hogy a társaságunk következő 25 évében sokat fogunk tanulni a Varnashram Dharmáról.
We hope that our leaders will train us and that we'll develop our qualities as Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra.
Reméljük, hogy a vezetőink fognak képezni bennünket és fejlesztjük a képességeinket, mint Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya vagy Shudra.
But at this time in Kali Yuga, it may be very difficult to create a perfect model as it was before.
De a Kali Yuga jelenlegi időszakában nagyon nehéz tökéletes példaképet állítani, amilyen volt korábban.
It's important for us to understand the principle behind the different activities.
Fontos megérteni az elvet a különböző tevékenységek mögött.
Then we can make the necessary adjustments according to time, place, and circumstance.
Akkor a helynek, az időnek és a körülményeknek megfelelően a megfelelő módosításokat tudjuk végezni ezen.
So in your situation, or maybe we're giving a theoretical story, I don't know.
A helyzetedben majd lehet, hogy egy elméleti dologról van szó, nem tudom.
The principle would be do the needful, do what is important for the Krishna consciousness of you and your family.
Az lenne az elv, hogy tedd meg, ami szükséges és fontos a saját magad és a családod Krishna tudatai érdekében.
Now, if your husband's going to walk out the door because you don't cook for him, then probably you should cook for him. But if you reach an agreement with your husband that, you know, our first duty is to serve the deities, maybe we can arrange for you to eat in the restaurant and I'll serve the deities, or whatever arrangement we can make. So don't be a fanatic. Try to keep your mind and your life and your family peaceful and happy. But don't neglect your spiritual life in any way. Don't neglect your spiritual life. Don't avoid. Did that answer your question, or you still have some doubt? Any other question? Yes.
Kérdés
az, hogy van egy avatott bhakta.
And this person have a chance and chance to do karma yoga.
És ennek a személynek van lehetősége karma yogát végezni.
Is there this chance, this person?
Ott van ez a lehetőség.
Well, that's an interesting question. We are basically trained to practice bhakti yoga.
Alapvetően arra vagyunk képezve, hogy bhakti yogát végezzünk.
But we're not the day after our initiation perfect.
De az avatás utáni napon nem vagyunk még tökéletesek.
In fact, one becomes an adhikari. Or adhikar means he has the right now. He has the rights. The okay.
Valaki egy adhikárivá válik, az azt jelenti, hogy neki már megvannak a jogai.
He has the right to become an expert devotee.
Megvan a joga, hogy egy képzett bhakta legyen.
So there is such a thing as karma mishra. Bhakti, which means mixed motivations, not completely pure. And one may practice bhakti yoga, but he may also do some karma yoga. And gradually become purified. The purified devotee is ready to do whatever Krishna or his spiritual master wants. He gets that enthusiasm, he gets that conviction of mind. Because he knows life is very short, temporary. Not a blade of grass can move without God's permission. Krishna will always protect me. And therefore, If I follow the process of bhakti yoga, I will always be protected. In every person's life, whether they live in the Hare Krishna ashram or they live in materialistic society, wherever they live, they go through good days and bad days. Countries go through good periods and bad periods. Periods of economic success and periods of complete economic failure. The United States of America went through 10 years of depression. The same people who bring you Coca-Cola and the Dream Team and, you know, so many Ford motor cars, and those same people had nothing for 10 years. People were jumping out of buildings committing suicide. So, wherever you are, there's going to be ups and downs in your life. So better to stay in devotional service and try to gradually get better, so that even if bad things do happen to you, you won't be affected. That's the advantage, one of the great advantages of being a devotee of Lord Krishna. You can tolerate the miseries of material life.
Ez egy nagy előny annak, hogy Krishna bhaktai vagyunk, hogy el tudjuk viselni az anyagi életnek a szenvedéseit.
Even up to the point of death.
Még a halál pillanatáig is.
I personally am on an email conference.
Én személyesen rajta vagyok egy email konferencián.
Dealing with a very serious liver disease. Everybody, there's about 1,500 people on that email list, and they're writing in letters about how they're suffering from the disease. And I read their letters looking for information, because I also have the same disease. And I see that they're very much afraid of death. They're in great anxiety. But I've seen devotees who are faced with death, and they're not disturbed very much at all. So there's real practical value in what we're learning from the Bhagavad Gita. It can help us, the knowledge we're getting can help us to deal with the realities of material life. The goal should be to come to bhakti yoga, full surrender. Now, supposing you're practicing bhakti yoga and you have a desire to work in a particular way for Krishna.
Feltételezve, hogy te bhakti jogát végzed, de van egy bizonyos vágyad, hogy bizonyos munkát végezd Krishnának.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Ebben nincsen semmi baj.
That's natural.
Ez természetes.
That may be your prescribed duty. That may be the very best way you can serve Krishna. But a bhakti yogi will be detached enough that if Krishna doesn't want him to do that, then he's prepared to do something else.
Bhakti yogi az elég elkülönült ahhoz, hogyha Krishna azt akarja, hogy ne azt csinálja már, akkor azt a más dolgot fogja csinálni.
Whereas a karma yogi is, no, I want to do this service, I have to do this service, you can have the fruits, but...
A karma yogi az azt fogja mondani, hogy én nekem ezt a szolgálatot kell csinálnom, és lehet, hogy megkapja a gyümölcsöket.
Vantaraj Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.